Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Russian Short Stories by Leo Tolstoy. Learn Russian through reading 6 bilingual stories for beginners, A1-B1 level, by Jendy Bogdanov is positioned as a graded language reader that uses classic Tolstoy short fiction to support early and lower intermediate Russian study, rather than functioning as a literary critical edition. The book is best understood as a learning tool. It presents a small set of short stories in a bilingual format intended to help readers connect meaning with Russian phrasing while keeping cognitive load manageable. The stated level range A1 to B1 suggests the material is adapted or selected to be approachable for beginners through intermediate learners, with the parallel language layout helping readers read longer passages than they could in Russian only. The purpose is practical: build vocabulary, reinforce grammar patterns through repeated exposure, and develop reading fluency using narrative texts that are culturally recognizable. For readers who like learning through stories, the format aims to create consistent, motivating practice without requiring advanced literary background knowledge. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, bilingual parallel text as a bridge to comprehension. A core feature of a bilingual reader is the immediate availability of meaning, allowing learners to keep reading instead of stopping constantly to look up words. In a parallel text format, the Russian passage is paired with a translation, so the learner can confirm understanding, resolve ambiguity, and notice how ideas map between languages. This supports a more natural reading rhythm, which is essential for building fluency at A1 to B1. The educational value is not only vocabulary access, but also pattern recognition. Readers can observe recurring Russian constructions across lines of text and connect them to their functional meaning. For beginners, this lowers frustration and encourages longer reading sessions, which typically produce better retention than isolated drills. For lower intermediate learners, the benefit shifts toward refining accuracy, noticing nuance, and consolidating grammar that has been learned in lessons but not yet internalized in reading. Using recognizable short fiction also adds narrative momentum, helping the learner stay engaged while repeatedly encountering common verbs, cases, and everyday connectors in context. Secondly, graded reading aims within the A1 to B1 range. The stated A1 to B1 band implies a progression from simple comprehension toward more independent reading. At A1, learners often rely heavily on translation support, focusing on high-frequency words, basic sentence patterns, and essential grammar. At A2, they begin to read with fewer interruptions, using context to infer some meaning. By B1, learners can follow straightforward narrative content with moderate help, especially if the text is scaffolded. A bilingual short story collection can serve all 3 stages by enabling flexible usage. Readers may first read the translation to grasp the plot, then read the Russian closely, and later, reread sections with reduced reliance on the second language. Short stories are particularly compatible with level-based study because they allow learners to finish complete narrative arcs, creating a sense of achievement and encouraging repetition. Repetition matters because language gains at these levels typically come from meeting the same core vocabulary and structures many times. A set of 6 stories provides multiple cycles of exposure without overwhelming length, which aligns with the attention and stamina of beginner and early intermediate learners. Thirdly, learning Russian through literary narrative context, stories provide context that makes language memorable. Instead of studying disconnected example sentences, the learner follows events, motivations, and outcomes, which naturally reinforces comprehension. Tolstoy is widely associated with clear moral and social themes in shorter works, and using short fiction can expose learners to a cultural register that feels authentic while still being approachable in a learning setting. Narrative text also supplies a broad range of functional language descriptions, dialogue-like exchanges, sequencing, cause and effect, and emotional or evaluative vocabulary. Even when a learner does not understand every word, the storyline can carry meaning, enabling inference and reducing dependency on dictionaries. This is especially useful for Russian, where case endings and verb aspects can be hard to master through rules alone. Reading in context helps learners see how forms operate in real sentences. The bilingual layout can turn the story into a laboratory for noticing how a Russian phrase expresses obligation, politeness, time relations, or contrast. Over time, this strengthens intuition for word order and common collocations. Fourthly, implicit grammar reinforcement through repeated exposure. A bilingual story reader supports grammar acquisition through frequency and comparison. Learners at A1 to B1 often know grammatical concepts in isolation, but struggle to recognize them in continuous text. Reading short stories helps bridge that gap by repeatedly presenting the same structures across varied sentences. For Russian, learners typically need sustained exposure to noun cases, adjective agreement, pronouns, and verb conjugation patterns before they become automatic. A parallel translation can help the reader spot the function of a case ending or preposition by linking it directly to meaning. Similarly, the reader can notice how time and sequence are expressed, how negation behaves, or how common particles and connectors shape tone. This is not a substitute for a structured grammar course, but it complements formal study by providing the missing ingredient repeated, meaningful input. Because stories are self-contained, learners can also reread the same text multiple times, a proven method to increase speed and reduce cognitive load. Each rereading converts attention from decoding to understanding, and then from understanding to noticing finer grammatical choices. Lastly, a self-study reading routine built around 6 short texts. A compact collection of 6 stories can be used as the backbone of a structured self-study plan. Learners can start with a first pass focused on general comprehension, using the translation as needed. A second pass can target vocabulary, where the learner notes recurring words and phrases rather than trying to capture every unknown term. A third pass can emphasize pronunciation and rhythm, reading aloud or shadow reading to improve confidence with Russian spelling to sound patterns. The manageable length of short stories also allows focused grammar observation learners can select a small set of sentences and analyze how endings, verbs, and connectors work. Then look for the same patterns later in the story. This approach keeps the workload realistic while still producing measurable progress. The bilingual format supports independent learners who may not have a teacher to confirm meaning. It also makes the book adaptable. Some users will rely on translation heavily, while others will treat it as a safety net. In both cases, completion and rereading are key, and a 6-story structure encourages finishing units and tracking improvement over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adult and teen learners of Russian who prefer learning through reading and want a guided path into longer texts. Beginners in the A1 to A2 range can use it to reduce anxiety about reading. Because the bilingual presentation keeps meaning accessible and helps them stay engaged long enough to build momentum, learners around B1 can use it to increase reading speed, consolidate grammar, and strengthen intuition for common phrasing, using the translation mainly to confirm nuance or resolve difficult lines. The practical benefits are straightforward: more time spent reading Russian, more repeated exposure to useful structures, and more vocabulary learned in context rather than memorized in isolation. Compared with many generic graded readers, the appeal here is the connection to Tolstoy, a globally recognized author, which can make the reading feel culturally meaningful rather than purely pedagogical. At the same time, the short story format keeps the commitment manageable and encourages rereading, which is where much of the learning happens. For students balancing courses, apps, or tutoring, it can function as an effective supplemental reader that turns passive knowledge into active comprehension. If you would like to support Jendy Bogdanov, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.